We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lee Smith of TigerDetails.com. He's the publisher there, joining us now. I'm in a fantastic mood. I don't even know why. I'm loving life, man.
I'm feeling the same way. Rather joyous. Just had fun with your producer. And then I tune in. First thing I hear is money. I perked up even more. So I'm glad to join you, my man.
So off the, before we get started, I saw your Facebook post the other day dealing with pizza. You and I think alike. Meat, cheese, we're good. Nothing exotic like pineapple. Even mushrooms is a little bit too much for me. Anchovies, no. I just want the good pepperoni sausage, maybe. A pineapple and all this other stuff, bacon, I don't know, barbecue sauce. Man, I couldn't like your Facebook post anymore.
Well, get your salad off my pizza. You know, get your salad. I think this is a West Coast thing, to be honest. I went to a pizza place out in California earlier in the spring, and they didn't even have meat lovers on the menu, which blew my mind. So I asked, well, can you just throw all the meats on? They said, well, yeah, well, we have to charge you for all. Oh, it's fine, whatever. But if you looked at it, it was arugula with all these different sauces and this type of lettuce and this spinach. And oh, come on, man, that's not pizza. Like, some things should be left alone, right?
I agree.
And I think pizza's one of those things.
Yeah, it's a sacred food, man. You just let it be, you know, and eat your pepperoni, eat your sausage. That's it. I'm with you. We're on the same page there. All right, let's pick your brain on the LSU Tigers as they get close to fall camp. Where are the question marks for you? As Jimmy Smith, the publisher of TigerDetails.com, when you look at this roster, where are the concerns for you?
Yeah, I really only have two, okay? So first concern, and I think this is the biggest concern, is the offensive line, only because you just lost your left tackle in Dare Rosenthal. And there aren't a lot of experienced backups behind these guys. Now, you have a lot of starter experience in the starting unit. But now you've got a backup plugged in at left tackle. And we all know there's a lot of attrition at that position, right? A lot of guys falling at your feet and your ankles. It's easy to miss a game or two or three or four when you're playing in the trenches. So I think that group staying healthy is going to be huge in determining exactly how good this LSU team could be. Because on the offensive side of the ball, while I think they're solid in a lot of position groups, I don't think they have those game changers, those scoreboard changing type players littered across the field like you had in 2019. So you're really going to have a little bit more of a ball control offense than you had 2 years ago. And you don't have these dynamic running backs. So I think, and, you know, that offensive line for me and the skill players, are there other guys outside of Kayshon Boutte that can step up and give you that real high level of play, that'll lead you to be able to score 35, 42 points against some of these teams you're going to be facing this year. When they go to Ole Miss, they're going to need to score 30-plus points in that game, you know, maybe even 40. Yeah, I don't think you can do that with an average offensive line and a lack of dynamic skill guys across the board. Now, they have a lot of talent in the skill positions, but a lot of inexperience. And so that's where I think some of this needs to come into play. So get off to a fast start. Keep your offensive line healthy. Let these young skill players start finding their groove, develop their confidence and their rhythm and their comfort by season's end. I think you'll have ample playmakers ready to carry for the second half of the season. I think it's getting through that first half of the season that this team needs to really focus on.
Now I'm going to make you coach? Before you can assume that title, though, I got to get a Go Tigers.
Okay. Come on, Christian. Bring it, baby.
So what do you hang your hat on? If you're Coach O, you're laying back in a lazy chair or out by the pool going, yeah, I'm good. My football team's good. Here, fill in the blank.
On defense, period. This is going to be one of the most talented, balanced defensive units that this program's had in quite some time. You know, LSU became the powerhouse program it was, and they have been a powerhouse. You know, if you've got three national championships during the BCS era, you're a powerhouse program. But really, most of that was built on defense. We've seen the defensive unit take a step back for quite some time now. I think this unit is going to be the best in the SEC and perhaps the country this year. I think with the addition of Mike Jones at linebacker and what he brings from Clemson and his football IQ and leadership and plugging that hole, that was the only hole for me on that whole defensive roster. So if I'm Coach Orgeron, I'm going to bed at night thinking there's always a chance we can hold anybody to 20 or fewer points. And anytime you do that, you should win. And so him being a defensive coach, I know he's really excited about getting that unit on the field this year. And it could be a unit that could really carry them to some W's if that offense does struggle finding itself throughout the year.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. We'll step away from LSU real quick, Jimmy. You're plugged in, man. First off, what do you think about the hire of Willie Green with the Pels?
I think it's a great hire. The NBA, of all sports, might be the least amount of coaching, let's be honest, right? And if you look at the game today, it's a lot of individual isolation, pick and roll, these type of things. So it's really about getting your guys motivated, excited to play for you, and wanting to play team defense. And that's something that they couldn't get last year from Stan Gundy and staff. So I think they've got a guy that a lot of the young players can connect to. He's got a really good reputation among the players. And ultimately, you really need a player's coach in today's game. You know, the years of Larry Browns and those type of coaches that kind of rode their players hard, I don't think you'll ever see those guys have success in the NBA anytime moving forward. This is a player-driven league, so you have to have a player's coach at the helm, and I think they got that in Willie Green. And it's a guy that came up in the modern era of basketball. Right. So, I mean, he was not far removed. It wasn't that long that he had his sneakers on. So he knows the current game and he's going to be able to connect him with his players. And it's really important with a young team. Right. You've got 23, 24 year olds, 20 year olds littered across this entire roster. So I think it's more important than ever to get that guy that they can connect with and to develop that relationship and rapport with.
Yeah, I think the NFL is going that direction, too. More player coach friendly, if you will. I mean, the old Buddy Ryans, Mike Ditka's, I don't think you'd see him succeed in today's NFL just because these players require to be much more relatable than previous generations in both leagues.
Yeah, and I think you're maybe even starting to see some of that in college. Now, you still have your Jimbo Fishers, your Nick Sabans, and even Ed Orgeron to an extent who can be hard on his players, but also somewhat of a player's coach. He kind of cuts it in the middle, but you know, and Dabo Swinney does what he does, but even these young coaches coming up, you're starting to see that player-first mentality, the player's coach that's really starting to find success. So when I look across at all the top young assistants in college football that are going to be tomorrow's head coaches, it's definitely those type of coaches there as well. So throughout each industry, football, NBA, you know, baseball, I think, is its own quirky world. I don't know if anything much will change there. It's always been kind of a quirky players first type thing in baseball. But, yeah, I think this is changing in all sports. And I think it's a societal change, to be honest.
Jimmy, we'll get back to LSU, but I got to ask you one more, and it's involving the NFL. You got good takes. Sometimes they're a little bit different, make you think about things. So the NFL, I'm sure you're aware, the NFL is going to, for the unvaccinated players, if there's an outbreak, that team that suffers the most in COVID-19 protocols would ultimately potentially forfeit the game if they cannot reschedule and also potentially impact their playoff seeding. And that's just for the unvaccinated. For the vaccinated players, no rules, no punishment for them should they incite any kind of outbreak whatsoever. Does this make sense to you for the NFL doing this?
It makes sense from a business perspective. it's all about protecting their dollar, right? And ultimately, they need these. Yeah, they need these guys on the field. So if I'm running the NFL, yeah, it makes sense, right? If I'm running the NFL morally, it doesn't feel right. You know, I don't like the idea of forcing anyone to inject themselves with anything. Now, I do think people should get this vaccine. I've done my research. I have my own views on it. I've received the vaccine. I don't like the idea of forcing it on someone, and that really is forcing it. You're going to tell a guy on a 53-man roster that his entire team could waste their time, put their health on the line, going out there battling for 3 hours, only for it to be null and void because one guy didn't vaccinate and so on and so on. Yeah, you're forcing these guys' hands. This is pretty extreme for me. I think it's really crossing over to just flat out blackmail in some sense, and really just doesn't sit well with me. But I do think corporations, entities, government entities, and so on need to be creative in how to try to, push people to explore the idea of getting vaccines and to look into getting vaccines and maybe bring their guard down a little bit and so on. So, but I don't think I would go this far with it. It really doesn't sit well with me, and I could see it causing major problems down the road.
The other issue that I found with it is, come on, you've been around, Jimmy. You know college athletics. You know pros. Man, what about that team that's 14-0? They got an outbreak. Man, are they going to jeopardize the number one seed? Are they going to try to tuck it under the rug? Nobody will know about it. I mean, come on. You're not going to be the rat. You're not going to be telling on your teammates if you're 14-0 in a position to be the number one overall seed. That'll impact your playoff chances and your Super Bowl champions. Man, I just think that you can't be naive and think that wouldn't happen, because it certainly would.
No, and it wouldn't. And the league, I'm one that thinks the league has preferential treatment towards some franchises than others as well. You know, I mean, as a Saints fan, I think it's hard to argue at this point that this team's either had the worst luck in the history of NFL football, or there's something else going on behind the scenes that seems to work against them at times. And then you look at teams like New England, what has happened with them over the years, and you wonder, will the NFL even handle this properly themselves, right? Are they going to sweep some of this under the rugs? Are they going to handle each team fairly or the same, and so on and so on? So, and then the media markets vary too, right? So, I mean, if you're a team in L.A. and you're a team in Tennessee, you're likely to get a writer that might hear about an unvaccination in Tennessee that doesn't want to write about it. And then you got a writer in California that's eager to point out people that aren't vaccinated. There's just so many other dynamics at play and so many things that people really don't think about when they say, oh, yeah, look, you do this or that happens. Well, there's always more to it, and there's unintended consequences. And I think you're right to think that the teammates, the players, the media, the NFL itself, that everybody would handle everyone the same and it would be a fair and balanced system, I just don't think is right. And so now you're creating an even more imbalance and even, you know, more room for human error and more room for bias and all those type of things. So, just the whole thing doesn't sit well with me at all. Really doesn't.
Getting back to LSU football, the fall camp right around the corner. I mean, it'll be here soon. You mentioned the defense being one of the more talented, most talented and balanced they've seen here in Baton Rouge for quite a while. What do you think about this coaching staff? Do you think that because Coach O made a concerted effort to get younger coaches on his staff, do you think that bodes well for – I think they lost that defense the moment Bo Pelini was named the head coach. I mean, excuse me, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think especially after the end of the first practice. You know, if you're – Bo is an absolute throwback. You know, Bo could have been with Schembechler back in the day and fit right in, right? And so, you know, kind of what we were going on earlier where you have these players coach, then you've got guys like Bo Pelini who are the far end of that spectrum. You know, when he was hired, I thought, well, this is a young unit. They might need some of this discipline. It's probably going to work out. That was my first thoughts. Quickly talking to the guys that were around Bo, you could tell there just wasn't that vibe and that connection and that camaraderie between the unit. And it was pretty early on in the year where I realized, okay, this could get ugly fast. Just listening to the attitudes and of the players and the frustrations they were experiencing. I can tell you now, it's completely changed, a complete 180. They really have guys that are relatable, young staff, The energy levels extremely different. I mean, the vibe just at these camps, you know, being at these college camps, the energy level from these coaches at this past LSU camp was unlike anything I've experienced at an LSU camp, you know, and it's because you have 35, 38, 42 year olds out there coaching these young men. So I think there's definitely, you're going to see as a result, you know, less transfers. You're going to see probably higher effort, higher energy levels throughout a game. I think the biggest question mark is you have two first-time play callers on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, you might have a great football mind. It's a little different when you're in-game making in-game adjustments and having to make play calls, you know, throughout 60 minutes. You know, that can be challenging. So if those guys are solid play callers, though, I think – you know, everything else seems to check out, whether it be recruiting, whether it be motivating your players. You know, they've had a tremendous group putting in volunteer time in the weight room and on the practice field. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that's a direct response and a cause and effect from these hires. So, you know, it seems to be lining up well. If these guys, if these play callers are really good at what they do, then I think there was a lot of positive change in Baton Rouge, led by Coach Orgeron and reshaping the staff.
Yeah, that's you pointed out so well about the inexperienced calling plays from Pete to Durant Jones, and that's an area I have I'm concerned with as well, because man, you've seen great ones do it, right? Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Joe Brady. And they just had that knack to know exactly when to go to whatever they wanted to go to, and it worked. And it might still, but that's an area that you got to wait and see. You're appropriate in pointing that out. Speaking of this quarterback competition, for me, I think is slightly overblown. And what I mean by that is Miles Brennan, and when it turns to when they went back to what Coach O said is the offense under Joe Brady. I think that gives Miles Brennan a significant advantage, given how long he's been in that system.
Yeah, I think there's definitely an advantage there. And it's often trust over talent, right? Especially when you have two uber-talented guys with the arm strength, Miles Brennan, and all the things Max Johnson could do. Then it becomes trust. Trust in their ability to execute the plays as you want. And Miles has more time in that system. A lot of these things, from what I'm hearing, look the same. There's a lot of the same concepts, a lot of the same formations and tempo and different things that they did in 2019 under Joe Brady. So that's certainly an advantage to Miles Brennan. The caveat to that is they like to run the RPO. And to run the RPO, you're most effective when you have a quarterback that's at least a threat to keep that ball run, move around the pocket, do things with his legs. That's an advantage for Max Johnson. Now, I don't know which is going to trump the other. My feeling is now the fact that Miles Brennan is still at LSU tells me he thinks he's the starter. You know, I don't see Miles Brennan going into camp with only 2 years left of availability to play right away. I don't see him going into camp unless he's pretty convinced that he's going to, you know, be given the keys to the Mustang, if you will. I just, you know, perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps I'm reading that situation wrong. But I just don't think many kids would sit another year, especially if you've got an underclassman that could be passing you up. It just would make no sense for me at this point for Miles Brennan to still be at LSU if he didn't have a good feeling that he was going to be the starting quarterback going into fall.
Jimmy, you spent some time in Florida and certainly been around college football for a long time. Two-time national champion and Hall of Fame head coach Bobby Bowden diagnosed with a terminal illness at the age of 92. Do you have any funny or good Bobby Bowden stories? He had a big personality. He was a fantastic coach. Just want to reflect on Bobby and that that terminal illness diagnosis.
I'll tell you this. On my Twitter handle is Jimmy Detail, right? And Tiger Details is the name of our website. I was Jimmy Stats most of my life, as a name my friends gave me when I was young, because I was the guy that could recite everyone's batting average in their rookie year and so on. So I went into I was at a football camp at Florida State working in the scouting service industry, and we went into Bobby Bowden's office, sat with the recruiting coordinator, a couple coaches, and we were having discussions, and they were looking through our database and started asking questions about the players. And I had all of the information, you know. Oh, yeah, coach, you're going to want to talk to this guy. This is the guy training him. Oh, yeah, coach, you're going to want to. And he said, what do they call you, Jimmy Stats? And I said, yeah, Jimmy Stats. He said, nah, not anymore. You're Jimmy Detail because you have all the details. So from that moment on, I was Jimmy Detail. So that's my Bobby Bowden story. Heck of a personality. I could see why people fell in love with this guy. All his coaches that coached under him, everybody loves them some Bobby Bowden. Easy to see why. Joy to be around. I spent a few times with him. Always had great stories to tell, unique perspective, and brought a lot to the game. You know, built a dominant program at Florida State. That was an absolute blast to watch. I mean, if you watch college football during that era, I mean, Florida State was super exciting.
Yes,
right. I mean, they had guys and talent all over the field.
Prime time.
You know, the Peter Warwicks, the Warwick Dunns, and the defensive stars, whether it be Derek Brooks and Donnie Abraham and all these guys. I mean, they had dudes on top of dudes. And a lot of that goes to Bobby Bowden, his ability to connect with people and recruit and then put them in positions to be successful. So I owe Bobby Bowden my nickname, that's for sure.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. We covered a lot of ground. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All right, Christian. Take care, bud.
Just pepperoni and sausage on the pizza. Nothing else. Greg Hilburn, Louisiana politics reporter for USA Today, will join us about the Caesar Superdome. Almost official. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.